Let's get inside. Oh, hello. I wasn't expecting to see anyone else here today. No, didn't you get the email? They've canceled class for today. There's like, obviously it's the weather. Yeah, due to inclement weather, it said. Wait, you're not a student? Huh. Well, I'd recognize you if you were a professor. There's not a lot in the department. A model. Okay, that makes more sense. I guess for figure drawing, I presume. Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, that's a good class. I mean, it's super fun to teach. If I get the right group of students. Yeah, right. I'm Dr. Gallo. Although, you're welcome to call me Rowan, if you'd like. Remind me what your name is? Oh, that's lovely. Well, it's freezing out here, as I'm sure you know. Do you want to come in for a bit? I could show you the studio, and that way your drive here won't have been a complete waste. Okay. Wonderful. All right. Let's get out of this weather. After you. Whew. Man. Humans were not meant to survive out there. Yeah, I'm sorry no one reached out to you. That's kind of embarrassing. Models are hired through my department, which I am unfortunately not in charge of. So I can't take all of the blame. But still, we could have saved you a trip. So sorry about that. Me? Oh, well, it's not really like a reason for me to be here. I kind of love coming to the studio on days like today. There's something peaceful about a deserted building, you know? And, well, if I'm being honest, the fact that I'm not really supposed to be here makes coming in that much more fun. Yeah, exactly. Nothing more rebellious than coming into work on a day off. Wow, you know, honestly, you're one of the only people I've met who understands the appeal of it. There's certainly not going to be anyone else coming in here today. We've got the place all to ourselves. I mean, that's a dangerous situation, really. Right, exactly. Yeah, let's throw a party. A big one so we can see how strong my tenure really is. Well, that's true. Yeah, I could say I was attempting to gain a better understanding of the lives of my students. There we go. Well, in any case, if we're partying, I hope you brought the drinks, because all I have to offer is hot cocoa. Ah, hot cocoa it is then. Here, follow me. Okay, we're right in here. There we go. Yeah, it's cozy, isn't it? Luckily, it's a small class, only about a dozen students or so. There's a coat hook back there if you'd like to follow me. There we go. Do you want to, yeah, we could pull a couple of chairs together and I'll get the kettle going. I think there's enough water left over from last evening, and we will get this hot cocoa started. Red mug or yellow mug? Good, the red one is my favorite. I'd still let you use it, obviously, but it would be a bit painful for me. True, the world does love a tortured artist. Okay, and now the most important question of the evening so far. Do you take your cocoa with marshmallows or without? Marshmallows it is then. Once again, excellent choice. Here we are. If you hadn't come here, what would you be doing on a snowy day like today? Wow. Well, that sounds lovely. Yeah, I could see myself doing something similar if I weren't here, I mean. Yeah, you have to give me a call next time you're snowed in. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is nice having a window space like this, especially on days with interesting weather. It's like the room is lending its own creative touch to the work that's done inside it. The natural light, it really helps you see the beauty that's already there. You know, I have a lot of respect for what you do. No, I'm being serious. Like I said, I mean, it takes so much confidence. Well, I mean, I guess that part's obvious, but the thing that really impresses me is the vulnerability. As an artist, I couldn't be more grateful to you. Of course, your work is underappreciated and way too easily misunderstood. Do you mind me asking how you got started? That is a fascinating path to a very fascinating career. My own story is much less interesting, believe me. I've been an artist my entire life. The crayon scribbles on the walls in my parents' house will attest to that. I entered local shows in high school, won a couple prizes, made it into art school, spent several years expecting to become famous. Eventually accepted reality and decided to set my sights on teaching instead. Somehow that became more rewarding than I ever thought possible. Yeah, you're right. I guess it's not a bad story. I am really happy with where I ended up. Ooh, favorite class I've taught. Well, if I say drawing, you're gonna think I'm flattering you. But it's the truth. There's something about a live model that just can't be captured in a still image. I mean, it's a really unique experience drawing a real person as they pose in front of you. It's different every single time. Even if it were the same person positioned in the same exact way, each experience would be unique. And I appreciate that. I think any artist's experience would be incomplete without it. Oops, that was a lot. Sorry, I don't mean to intimidate you with my praise, though I'm sure you'll live up to it. In fact, I'm certain of it. You know, the stool you'll be using is right over there. You could try it out if you'd like. Figure out your pose ahead of time, build your confidence. Yes, fully clothed. I mean, you'll freeze otherwise. Here, let me take your mug. There. All right, go right ahead. Oh, you're going to undermine my professionalism if you keep asking questions like that. But yes, no, I cannot lie and say that I'm not enjoying the view. Although I'm sure I can find a couple of ways to improve it. An adjustment to the position of your legs would flatter you, I think. Well, I could show you what I mean, if you'd like. Lovely. I think that this one should go a bit wider. Then we can bring this one up. Now, let your foot rest on that little bar crossing the legs of the stool. And then everything else. Keep everything else exactly the same. Wow. That is perfect. A bit more vulnerable of a position, perhaps, but really, visually, interesting. Man, even with you fully clothed, I can see it in my mind's eye. The way the lines of your thighs will flow into the contours of your waist. Wow, you're gonna be impossible to look away from. Okay, please, try not to squirm like that while you're with my class. You might make someone lose their focus. Yes, myself included. Man. I gotta say, you're making me very curious. Well, you know, clothes can change the appearance of a body. They create all these lines that wouldn't appear otherwise, and they hide other ones. They make it hard sometimes to get a real, true picture. Man, I wish they kept the heat on for today. I really would like to see. Well, if you're sure, it'll only be for a short time and then we can get you warmed up again. Okay, maybe this is pushing my luck, but maybe I could sketch you. While I have you to myself, it won't be a full session. I'll be quick. I'll get down just enough to make something out of it. Thank you. Okay, I'll get my sketchbook. You get yourself ready. Man, this night turned out way different than I thought it would. Oh, man. Okay. Oh. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Fuck, you're beautiful. Oh, no. I assure you, I do not say that to all the models. How could I with my class watching? If those tables were populated right now, I'd have to contain myself. I wouldn't want anyone accusing me of behaving improperly. But you seem to be encouraging it. You're not, trying to get me into trouble, are you? Oh. Well. In that case, I think my art project is going to have to wait. Because we're going to have to adjust your pose yet again. Tilt your face up just like this. That's much better. Well, you're lucky that no one else is in the building, because there's no way I'm leaving you for long enough to lock that door. You really do look beautiful on display like that. I'd really just like to keep you there all day. Maybe I will. You know, I could do my work, and you could sit there just as you are, waiting to be my reward at the end of the day, giving me a nice little view whenever I need some extra motivation. Then again, I think that arrangement would require a level of self-control that I just don't have. Spread your legs wider for me. That's perfect. You like it when I touch you like this? You like being open and vulnerable for your professor like that? I can tell. You're so wet for me already. You know you're going to ruin this lovely cushion you're sitting on. God, your lips are so fucking soft. You were perfect when I could only look at you, and now touching you, my God. Yes, we need to worry about that cushion ruining. It would be quite a tragedy. So, I think we're gonna have to reposition you yet again. Yes. Man, you're proving quite a handful to work with. Okay. Now, where are we going to put you? The window? I'm beginning to think that you're immune to the cold. Touching your skin to that glass would be like running ice cubes over it. Actually, now that I say that out loud, I see the appeal. The window it is. Arms around my neck. That's right, baby. And up. God, you feel so perfect in my arms. You're so soft, baby. Here we go. Oh, yes. I knew what I was talking about. There's really nothing better than natural light. Okay, as much as I enjoy holding you like this, you're gonna have to put your feet on the ground now. Wider. Good. Now, press your chest and hands against the glass. Fucking perfect. Not too cold, are you? Just cold enough. Well, in that case, I'm very sorry for the way that I'm about to warm you up. God, this back is perfect. These shoulder blades, the spine, these dimples in your lower back. I could spend a whole day just sketching your back. It's so fucking perfect. Now, just for fun, I'm gonna challenge you. Can you stay completely still? No squirming, no swaying, nothing. Whatever I do, do you think you can do that? Oh, good girl. I'm going to hold you to it. God, you taste so good. Hey, what did I say? Huh? No, I said don't move. That was your job, right? To hold a pretty pose for as long as you're needed. Well, do it then. Now we're only going to try this one more time. Lick up one side like this. And lick up the other side. And just move my tongue over your clit back and forth. Hey, sweetheart. You're really struggling, aren't you? Well, then I guess we're gonna have to change your pose again. You're lucky. I've already got another one in mind. Would you like to try it? Good. This one's easy. Just 3 steps. First, get on your knees. Now, grab your elbows behind your back. God, you're doing so well. You really know how to follow instructions. Now, open your mouth nice and wide, tongue out. Perfect. You like where this is going, don't you? Oh, I can tell. But I did make a mistake just now. There really are 4 steps to this, although this last one should be familiar. Well, it's the same instruction as last time. No matter what, don't move. You think you can do it? Because if you say yes, I will be doing my best to challenge you. Good. Oh, fuck. Baby. No. Good. Oh, my God, your throat is so fucking tight. How are you letting me fuck it this hard? Oh, my God. God, you're taking it so fucking deep, baby. I can feel my dick in your neck as I hold your throat. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, you fucking perfect little girl. Hold on, hold on, baby, baby. Get up, get up, get up. Baby, do you think you can hold yourself up against the window if you brace yourself like this? What if I hold you like this, too? Oh, man, you fit so perfectly in my hands. God, it's like I sculpted you myself. Legs a little wider. That's right. Do you want me to fuck you? Speak up. I didn't quite hear you, baby. Do you want me to fuck you? That's very good, because I don't want to wait another second. And slow all the way in and back out to go all the way in like that again. How's that feel, baby? Good girl. Jesus. can turn you around and stay right where you are. Sit on the windowsill. Just lean back. Good girl. Let me hold you steady. Okay, baby. Here we go. That's it. Look at me, baby. Look at me. Fuck. Fuck, your eyes are so fucking perfect while I fucking thrust my dick inside of you. Fuck, you're so fucking beautiful, baby. Oh, fuck. Look at me. Does that feel good, baby? Does that feel good? Can I do anything to make it better, baby? Oh, fuck. God, you feel amazing. Around my shoulder. Perfect. Good girl. Don't hide your face. Look at me. Look at me, baby. Now, your body, oh my God, every inch of you, I want to make it all mine. I want to finish on you, baby. Yes, please. Oh, fuck. Myself up to fucking come on you. Can you take that? Is that pounding too much, baby? No, you can fucking take it. You can take everything I need to give you until I'm ready to come. You can do that for me. Take that fat dick, baby. Take that fat fucking dick. Oh, fuck, your body's so fucking perfect. God, I want to hold you so fucking close until I pound that fucking pussy and fill you in my fucking... Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come, baby. I'm gonna fucking come. Let me pull it out. God. I can't believe you just took over jerking me off when I pulled out. You are so incredible. Come here. That was not what I was expecting for tonight. All that, and I didn't even get to draw you. Oh, I will create art out of you eventually. I'm sure by this point I could do it from memory. If you still want to come to my class, I can feign ignorance, pretend I'm seeing you for the first time. Good. This may be the first time, but I don't want it to be the last. I'm glad you agree. That was amazing. You're amazing. Oh, man. You fit so fucking perfectly in my arms. I just want to hold you the rest of the day. You know, there's a beanbag over there in the corner if you'd like to sit down. I can get you something to clean yourself up with and then join you. You can just drop that on the floor for now. We'll worry about it later. Come here. That's just perfect. You know, I think I might have overstated how much I enjoy being alone in this building. It's much better with the right company. Yes. I would definitely like for you to join me again. Well, you are going to have to bring some more marshmallows. I used up the last of them on you. Speaking of which, I'm sure the cocoa's gone cold by now. Yes, yes, I will make you another cup soon, I promise. Not yet, though. I'm not ready to put you back in your clothes, but I also don't want you to get cold. So you're just gonna have to stay right where you are for a few more minutes. No, you don't mind. Whew, thank God. Wow. That's some rough wind out there. Seems like you might have to stay for longer than we thought. Exactly, and there's no way I'm letting you drive home in that. Not when I can keep you warm instead.